Could you elaborate a little bit more on the relationship between Cardew and Lardy Quali? Was it? I seem to be getting the impression it was a little bit more than a teacher-student relationship.
Michael respected Lardy as an artist, you know, of the first order. He never criticized her work. He left that to her sister. And her sister was a very acid-faced woman, actually looking very much like Lardy Quali, but you'd occasionally see her come to the pottery, and you would see her sort of doing like that at the pot, and Lardy Quali would do this, you know, and generally be bullied by her elder sister. And, you know, but Michael never said anything to her. You know, if it was something good that she was really excited about, he would say, "Yo, wah," you know, and "Look at that," and he would show his great pleasure, but he would not criticize. And I never remember him ever criticizing anybody, whether in Abuja or at Wentford. If he didn't like something, he would reluctantly break it. And I can remember one time when he was on leave, you know, there were some soup plates made, deep soup plates like that, you know, and the rims were all curved up like this, you know. And he came in and he said, "Oh, these plates, you see." And he would break about two, and then he would go on, you see. And then the next day, you know, they were in the slow drying room, and he would come back, and really these plates, he just couldn't stand them, so he'd break a few more. But he couldn't just say, "Well, break the whole lot." You know, one time I told him about, I think it was George Rayner told me a little story about how he'd gone down to St. Ives as a student when he was young, and he had made pots every day, and at the end of the day, either Bernard or David, perhaps, had sort of looked at these pots and said, "Well, that's what's wrong with that one, you see. And that one, sorry, that one isn't very good either, so you have to break that one up." And in the whole year, the whole of that holiday, several months, I suppose, from art school summer holiday, you know, every single pot that he made was broken. And I told this story to Michael, thinking that, you know, he would approve of this being the maintenance of very good standards, you see. But Michael, I should have sort of recognized the signs, because when Michael disapproved of things, you know, you'd see his brow knitting or something like that, you know. And his only comment at the end of it was, "Sounds like murdering babies to me." And he was very sensitive about that. You know, he didn't like breaking other people's pots. But if the pots were just too bad and he couldn't stand them, well,